may be time to reverse polarities, to let all in Jamaica favor legalization, decriminalization, spirit of the Maroons. To let all see that support of this message from Kingston's prisons is their cause, not simply a headline in the newspaper. Can we imagine a future that we've arrived at by the following narrative? The story of John Prescott, of Desmond Green, of Reverence for Life, of the action of the warders, of the warders' strike, of the invitation to riot, of the moment when teammates saw through the game, realized that they were being asked to riot, asked to play a part in the warders' game. Warders out on strike. Prisons unguarded. Invitation to chaos. But chaos never came. Instead, the teammates showed that they could live a peaceful life. Then Harvard comes to Port Antonio. Cyber Jam 1. The fundamental importance of marijuana to Jamaica, made clear by the wisdom of the conference. Errol Ennis and Camilla Rohn come to Harvard, participate in an internet and society conference. Camilla asked to identify the message of Jamaica, that we would use internet to amplify put her smile and delicate finger on the movement for reverence for life. South Camp, Tower Street. And here we are. The Commissioner, John Prescott, putting the founder's question on the table. Will this movement continue without him? Or will the forces of reaction pull it back, contain it once again, snuff it out? Prescott announces his departure. The forces of reaction see now they have a chance. See now that the light of attention, of media, of internet, is about to light this message up. Once again, there, strength comes out. The processing of simple paper slows down. Numbers permitted to participate shrink. Violence once again imposed. A teammate gives way under the pressure. And escapes. At least, so the story goes. In Jamaica, I find you never know what games are being played. Reaction release programs shut down. Request from the new Minister of Security for Mr. Prescott's report. Mr. Prescott, make your report. So Shaggy, you follow the story of this guy escaping?
I just you want to follow it?
No, I was wondering whether you had followed it.
No, sir.
No, sir.
Last night?
I don't know whether it was last night or the night before. I don't know, it was night. I don't even know whether the guy really escaped. I know that there's news about a guy who escaped. Whether it's true or not.
I was here, it was right, but I live, my arms are down, my lips are cold. nation. My mother, my father, I love them. I hate them. I hate them. I didn't have them. The rats, the traitors, the roaches, the rats, the strays, the cats, the
weed in Jamaica is grown in Westmoreland?
Yes, sir.
The tradition continues. Roll back the years.
How does it compare with the weed grown in Fort Antonio?
No, different. Different story.
Yeah.
Solid party music of the party day. Steve Kirk, the party animal O'Reilly, and Sparkle Disco. Saturday,
in Westmoreland, our
earth
in Westmoreland are very special. So the herb grow with high grade, high caliber. Real stinky. Come out from the west.
Stinky weed is wicked.
Yeah, it's long. Ice cream. Orange.
Where is Westmoreland?
Next door, Negro.
What kind of countryside is it? Flats? Is it a mountain? Is it
mixed up. Nice mountains and nice flats. Land. It's nice down that way.
Never been to Westmoreland.
You heard about the grill?
I've heard about the grill. I was there once when I was a kid.
So would love to go back out nowadays, huh?
Well, I sort of fell in love with Port Antonio.
Oh.
But I could see taking a side trip to Westmoreland.
Just log whenever you're ready. No problem.
How long a drive from Kingston?
Well, okay, I'll get you there in 4 hours.
4 hours.
4 hours. I'm going to take you in time. We're not going to be driving on, you know?
Right.
A lot of nice excitement. Resort along the way, but check the road because we got to know her.
It up really because it was in the news. A murder convict, murder convict escaped. It was part of a program that they had. First of all, not for you to think that all prisoners at some point in time get to do this. I think they are carefully selected. The suggestion is that there are about 250 prisoners who participate in this kind of program, where, you know, they get to go out and say do a job. I don't know whether it's a 9-to-5 or special jobs from time to time. Sort of get them back into society, get them back relating with the general populace, and, you know. But I'm assuming that that is en route to release. I don't know if, for instance, in this particular case, the prisoner was, you know, getting ready to be released. one would think that's when you would implement that kind of program. I'm not sure of the sentence. Probably not a life sentence. It was non-capital murder. But if you're sort of, you know, my feeling would be you would start training inside the prison and maybe 2 years before you would be up for release in, you know, this time.
I like it when he read the news before. Now he's just talking, and he doesn't know what he's talking about. But he's curious. I give him credit for that. What do you think, Shaggy? Should marijuana be legal in Jamaica?
Yeah.
What's the reason it isn't? Why isn't it?
Why? Because the government is the one who's reaping it right now. And all the time, you don't want the little man to get any of the action on that. Because when he make it illegal, he's the only one who could sell it. So we will go and take it to our centers and burn the one that's no good. We know that's what's going on. He make it illegal, nobody handle it but him. He claims if he make it illegal, it's not going to work in the money. Well, all right, well then who is making the money out of it? What do you mean it's not going to work in the money? Stupid job. Right? Who cares if it makes money or it don't make money? The person who cares about the money is the one who is doing it, selling it. What do you think? That's no logic. Of course. And if it's only you can't control it. You know, once you sell it, man.
So who makes money out of ganja?
The government. Who else? Because he ripped off the man who grew it and charged him for it. You see? Well, how it is right now, we have the best side of the ganja. And the government don't want to suffer the poor man to plant the ganja. If the poor man plant the ganja, it wouldn't be so much robbery and creating a place. Because people would be having money to do what they want to do. All this whole lot of poverty would not be chucking. Because all these people whose poverty is chucking are ganja people. They plant their ganja and in turn they would be out there in the field planting dashing and, you know, yams and whatever other things. You see. But the government cutting out the ganja and got nothing like the ganja tree. He cut it out, say we don't use it, but at the same time all the big guys they get to use it. Who, you know, they are the one who's getting paid. They pay themselves. When they kill it out, they collect one bag of money so they're fighting drugs. Or they, you know, some kind of excuse. And the whole thing is, the people who are supposed to be, and that thing is a thing, is a medicine. They cure all kind of sickness, sure. Especially on kids. You hear young kids born, just blow the ganja on them. Give them a little smoke every now and then. You don't even have to boil the tea, you know. And if you got any kind of illness that you, you know, trouble with, ganja cure that. Yeah. I remember my last son, have a type of illness. When he sleeps, he snores, he breathes every, you serve him in his breathing. And a ganja cure, I give ganja to smoke and I blow it on him and right now close his mouth and snore and sleep all the morning and breathe easy. And like, think a little time to take him to the doctor. And they told me to come back with one bag of money for all type of things. Yeah. The only thing is that ganja cure. Every time I smoke ganja, I blow it on him or give him a little puff. So I'm going to me now. Reason why I say the government is the one who paid all the money out of ganja. They charge people for it. So they are the known one who gets money. They get you with it, they charge you, and they tell you not to grow it. At the same time, you got to have it for all type of things. They've been up to grow it, and they got to have it for all type of things. Who is growing it? Tell me.
I don't know. Who is growing it?
Well, that's what we want to know. Well, somebody have to grow it. And it's growing.
So where does the ganja grow? Must be Westmoreland.
Well, it grows in Jamaica. All type of people grow ganja, but we have very special ganja. That all the big guys, they smoke. Guys like me. My ganja got to come from Westmoreland. They got ganja from Westmoreland. It's not the same ganja that come out of St. Louis. St. Louis ganja, Westmoreland ganja, it's two different ganja.
Yeah.
And you know how that side in Jamaica grow the type of herb that grow in the West, like Westmoreland. As close as St. Elizabeth is to Westmoreland. It's different grade of weed from out there.
So when you buy your Westmoreland ganja, who gets the money from you?
Well, actually, I buy that from a small grower.
In other words, you have an arrangement directly with somebody who grows.
Yeah, man.
And who does he pay?
He pays workers, like, you know, little people to keep it clean or keep it. And those people that goes my ganja, they don't have no sex during the harvest month. You know why?
No.
Man that grows it have to stay pure so that the ganja can become pure and strong. No sex for that 6 months.
Kind of like a boxer.
Yeah.
So it's the guy in Westmoreland who's growing it that makes the money.
Well, let me see who's making the money. Normally the guy who grows it don't make no holy for money. The guy who get it out of, you know, get it out of Jamaica, maybe out of America or somewhere, England. That's where the money make. I went up to England and I had to pay £50 to get 14 gram of weed. £50 to get 14 gram Jamaican weed. You know how much is £50? Shakespeare. I was $3,000, man. I get all pound of weed for that, man. Kilo or so.
And what did you get for 50?
14 grams of Jamaican weed.
14 grams?
14 grams.
For what you could buy for, you'd get a pound.
Yeah, that's in England. I was up there.
So the guys that make the money are the guys that get it out of the country and sell it in the big markets.
Yes.
And the big markets are
England.
England.
America.
America.
New York.
New York.
Even down in LA, those are big places where they want to make a
question, Shaggy. Suppose marijuana was legalized. All those guys that are making money now by getting it to England, would they make less money or more money?
More money.
They'd make more money.
More money. You know why?
Why?
We would be selling the best ganja. And the best ganja carry the best price. See, this is not, like I told you, the type of ganja carries the type of price. The ganja grow in a certain part of the world or a certain part of the country. We know that ganja's no good. Fuck a ganja man like me, as I touch it in my hand, I know where it comes from.
So like a fine wine. It's like vineyards.
Yes.
So could you take me to the finest vineyard in Westmoreland?
Of course. Finest. In the field.
The finest field.
Finest. No problem.
Now what river is this on my left?
Ryan.
Beautiful. Where does it go?
Right across the island. Right across the island, where Ryan Pope. From sea to river, from river to sea.
How can that be? There must be a crossing of the streams.
Eh?
How can that be?
Well, because it's a stream that runs across. You go all over, you run into it. Right now you go to Spanish Town, you run into this river. Like River Road. You ever heard of River Road?
Nope.
Never heard of River Road?
Nope.
Okay. But we have quite a bit of touring to do, you and me, so I'll catch you up and I'll let you miss it now.
Yeah. So I could tour Jamaica with the ganja man.
Eh? To Jamaica with the ganja man. Is that what you say?
Yep.
Okay, no problem. No problem. I could take you to a field of ganja about 5-6 acres. It's as much as you're looking at this banana walk.
Yeah.
We could go in a ganja field big like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here ganja you're looking at, everything.
I'm not so much interested in the quantity as the quality.
Yes, okay, no, you're done. Well, back to quality.
The finest field.
If you interested, no problem. I take you to the finest field. Where they call that type of ganja high grade. vibes, weed. When you burn that, you want to sing, you want to dance. You want to laugh, you want to laugh, you want to reason, you want everything nice. Yes, we call that one great, high grade. Stinky.
I wonder if the Berkman Center could buy a piece of land. If we can buy time on a radio station, why not? Harburg has forests in Petersham. Estates in Italy. Should we not have a fine field in Westmoreland, from which high grade is product? Any idea what land costs in Westmoreland?
Hmm?
Any idea? Do you have any idea what land costs?
Land in Westmoreland?
In Westmoreland. Suppose I wanted to buy a fine field.
Mm-hmm. Piece of land. Well, Westmoreland land are the most expensive land in Jamaica.
Yeah.
Right now it's on the Port Antony. They're talking about it's going to be the next West. But right now this land is down there, West Milan. So price would be a factor is to be able to get the land. Because you have to be in high society to get land in West Milan. This is the gold mine. Land down the west.
So who is the high society?
High society are the people with money in Jamaica. Not necessarily anybody special. Just the people with money. Money dog in Jamaica and bullshit. Wow. So even if you go to the west, as long as you have money, you will get land.
So how much for 1 acre of high grade?
Okay, 1 acre, well, I don't know, well, I don't know about someone selling out the high grade acre, but if you want to buy a whole acre high grade, you wouldn't have a problem with that, because that will cost you some dollars. Because for instance, for a weight, a pound of high grade, selling for $300 US. there, and the Jamaican dollar is actually looking about 200,000.
And how much land does it take to grow a pound?
Not there. One tree couldn't be able to grow. Two trees could grow a pound. And if with an acre of land, no, acre of land, like, it could grow almost a container of herb on an acre of land. But nowadays, these herbs don't grow very long. They grow sharp. Oh, but if you want an acre of land, and then you have to get the land, and you have to get the land and grow it, and farm it and grow the wheat. And that wouldn't be front page land. That would be land that's hidden in the bush, in the hills. An acre of land down there would. $50,000 for an acre of land. On the front, not back land. The land that grows high grade, I think, is government land.
You think that the land where the high grade grows is government land?
Yes.
So that makes the government grow in it, right?
No. That land go there unless he heard of somebody up there cultivating, and he sent the helicopter up there. That was a kill it out, but I think those land has government land. There's some farm and eaten away. I don't think no special, no one individual owns those lands. It's like forgotten lands.
It doesn't make sense to me, Shaggy, because on the one hand, this land is incredibly valuable. I mean, you can grow one plant, and that's 1 pound, and that's 300 U.S.
Well, all right.
This is gold mine.
Yeah, okay.
And on the other hand, it's land that's way up there, and nobody cares about it, nobody ever comes and looks. Mm-hmm. That's two different pieces of land you're describing.
Well, that is it. That is it. They don't care nothing about it, but you hope they go capture it and plant it somewhere and let them know. See, all of a sudden, they care.
Now, where are we now?
It's supposed to be about a lot of pain.
ocean. It's the mountain. It's the sunlight through the cloud. The palm trees, the sense of recognition of being back in Port Antonio. On the north side of the Blue Mountain. When I spoke to Barry Chavan yesterday, I had the sense of speaking to someone who didn't understand that the law was just words. Out of which we make meaning. He spoke as if the Jamaican attitude towards law was that its word is law. Like you're just supposed to believe that. If the law says it's so, then it is. No matter how damn stupid or against self-interest. The role of the judge is not to question why. Is that a better explanation that in Jamaica money talks, bullshit walks? Is the reason why do not legalize marijuana is that those who make money from the illegal marijuana trade control the vote? Shaggy, you referred to the poor people in Jamaica as the ganja people.
Yes.
Is there a connection between the two? That is, are you describing the same group of people when you talk about poor people in Jamaica and ganja people in Jamaica?
Yes. That's what the poor people make their living off of. Ganja, along with the other food. When it was okay to when there wasn't so strict with planting ganja along with beans, carrot, yam, and all those. And the country was nice. Everybody was building. Can't afford to go home. Now you got clear teeth, nice street, I'm thinking, because they cut down on the trade. Liquor man can't trade again, only the big man. If you're not big, you cannot trade. If you're big, no problem. That's where the money comes from, the poor system.
Through Buff Bay. Kids along the road. Stands out. Waiting to trade. You're talking about a time when the little man grew stuff in the backyard, your own vegetables, yams, marijuana. How long ago was that? When was that?
Well, since up until the 70s. And before that, now it's different. The herb has changed now that not even the poor man can't grow the herb anymore because he cannot grow the real grave. The herb, they got different type of names for the real skunk. And to grow it, you got to have some knowledge of farming. And knowledge comes from being able to keep up with what's happening today. You have to get that knowledge from being able to go to school and learn the proper way of, you know, farming. Farming is not like one day it just shows in the backyard and it's growing. That type of weed don't smoke again. The weed that we smoke now is mere buds, no leaf. We don't smoke no leaf anymore. Thank you. liquor man. You have it hard right now because you have to be good to be able to grow it, grow the weed right now. It's like I said, it's growing in special ways. Weed tree don't grow tall again. Sad.
They grow them short?
Yes.
To hide them or to somehow just grow better weed?
Better weed. Grow short.
It's interesting. It's almost like, you know, when I was a kid, Jamaican leaf was great. So now I wouldn't even think that Jamaican leaf was any good, huh?
No, we don't use leaf again. In fact, we throw away the leaf. People that move deal with the weed right now, they're waiting till the leaf drops off before they eat. They reap and pick out the leaf and go away. But England is selling the leaf. They always get over there when they claim to come out to Africa. But they're selling the leaf. We call it commercial weed.
Yeah.
And if you go up to England right now, they have commercial weed up there. We don't even burn commercial weed here. What's this? You know, we're that square, man. That big price commercial weed is carrying up to England. But US, £20. I want tobacco.
Supermarket.